Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The lights are out.
Curry gets it. The lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Curry finds Iguodala off pressure. Iguodala right side the pool. He'll take a three. No good. Tipped home by Wiggins. He came down the lane and threw it down with one hand. Elevation sensation for Wiggins. And brought everybody to their feet.
Woo, buddy. They had some fun at Chase Center tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matt Kolsky. It's Warriors Wrap Up. We're talking Dubs for the next hour. Give us a call, why don't you? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. Calls and texts accepted on that line. And my goodness, I mean, first things first, tell me what your favorite ridiculous dunk of the evening was. Did you enjoy that one we just played? The Andrew Wiggins tip dunk over Karl Anthony Towns? Or perhaps did you prefer this other dunk by Andrew Wiggins over Karl Anthony Towns?
Curry dribbles, hesitates, backs up the hash mark, goes to Wiggins in the corner. Baseline goes up and dunked it over Towns! Came right from the left corner and says, no, you're not going to get this! Wow.
Elevation sensation times two for Andrew Wiggins. Can we hit that last one more time? And I just want you to listen. You know, Tom provides what I would call in-depth, important commentary here. Just as the dunk happens, you can hear it. Hit it again.
Curry dribbles, hesitates, backs up the hash mark, goes to Wiggins in the corner. Baseline goes up and dunked it over Towns! Came right from the left corner and
that?
Says, no, you're not going to get this. Wow.
Wow. Wow, indeed. All you got in the way of color commentary, and I'm not criticizing, it was perfect. All you got was, oh! That's what that dunk was. Or maybe you're not a Wiggins guy or gal. You prefer Gary Payton II.
Curry crosses the logo right up the heart of it. Takes the dribble. Throws high post. Iguodala lob. Payton over the head. Back to the basket dunk for Gary Payton II. Check air traffic control. There's something in the air tonight.
Are we at All-Star Weekend?
Are we at All-Star Weekend? I don't know, man. But they tried like four alley-oops in a row to GP2. He's a ton of fun out there. Wiggins was so much fun tonight. I mean, it just shows you what an aggressive attacking Wiggins can be. I saw so much, you know, continued bickering about the Andrew Wiggins situation on Twitter tonight. And it's just, I think tonight shows you it's not that complicated with Wiggins. And at least in terms of, you know, the Warrior fans and media who criticize him, it's in the hopes of getting exactly that out of him. That's all anybody wants, is an attacking, aggressive Andrew Wiggins. Not averaging 30 points a game, but attacking, aggressive, going to the hole, not settling. Andrew Wiggins is a serial settler. And, you know, ironically, the worst parts of tonight's game from a Warriors perspective were all during parts of the game where Andrew Wiggins wasn't out there and people started settling for the most part. So, you know, tonight was just, and it's always, you know, it's a weird thing, right? Like, how angry really is Andrew Wiggins at the Minnesota Timberwolves? It doesn't even seem in his character to be that upset, right? What did they ever do to him but sign him to a max contract and hope for more out of him? And then trade him for a player who's clearly worse than him. I mean, if anyone should be upset, it's the T-Wolves, right? Like, I don't think Andrew... And yet, every time they play the Wolves, it feels like he goes nuts. I saw someone say this on Twitter tonight, and they're right. The Wolves and whoever LeBron plays for, those are the teams that Wiggins gets up for, it seems like. And it's one of these weird things. Like, you're a professional basketball player, my guy. If you can get up for the damn Timberwolves. Now, I mean, look, the other side of that argument is the Timberwolves stink, so maybe it's less that he gets up for the Timberwolves and more that he picks on a bad team. But it does seem like he comes out with a little something extra for a couple of teams. And, you know, I guess that's one of the great mysteries of sports, because it's something you see from guys in a lot of places. It's what separates superstars from non-superstars, really. For the most part, superstars are the guys that can find it every night. And I don't know why, and it would seem that Andrew Wiggins doesn't totally know why either, or he would do this every night. But, man. By the way, if you were in the house tonight, someone on the text line, 415, was there tonight, all those dunks were ridiculous. Yeah, man. I bet the environment was sick inside Chase Center. I mean, there was some slippage in the second half, but even late when they got it going, Wiggins, that tip dunk was late. Let me get it again, Sterling. The tip dunk.
Curry finds Iguodala off pressure. Iguodala right side the pool. He'll take a three. No good. Tim Hall by Wiggins. He came down the lane and threw it down with one hand. Elevation sensation for Wiggins. And brought everybody to their feet.
707 text says, I don't think it's that he hates them. It's just more you want to show out against your old team. Yeah, you know, sports hate. I'm not saying he has, you know, deep, deep hate in his heart. I'm just saying, you know, whatever that is, Wiggins doesn't strike me as the guy who, like, walks into the locker room all hyped up, telling everybody, oh, I'm going to get 35 on the T-Wolves tonight. They'll rue the day they traded me, those squirmy bastards. I don't think he's that guy, really. Or at least he doesn't present as that guy. And so it's funny that that does seem to be a pattern. But more interesting to me, I think, is that just the fact that why is it that a player like Andrew Wiggins can find this level in certain moments and in certain games, and in fact seems to be able to find it, like, if we all agree that he has something extra for the T-Wolves, right, then, like, it should be repeatable. He knows. You should be able to isolate the variable. I was joking with somebody, like, you just got to get somebody from each team to do something to make him upset. Make every night a Wiggins revenge night. 888-957-9570 is our phone number. Give us a call or a text if you like. That is the number. If you were in the building, I would love to hear about it. Just because we're getting used to the new building, Chase Center. And, you know, a game like this with two ridiculous Wiggins dunks and a couple of the just as ridiculous Peyton alley-oops, I feel like these are the moments that define a building. 415 texter wants to know if I had a drink or two earlier. No, sadly. I saved my drinking for post-game, which means it's a late start. You don't want to hear about my complaints about my life. I'm just saying, like, you know, when you're used to starting drinking at 6:15 and some nights you don't get it till 11:30, I can't day drink anymore. That's what I'm saying. The schedule means no day. Like, the sun is long down before I even start doing my job these days. Anyway, enough about my drinking. 888-957-9570. Have you come to grips with Andrew Wiggins? I mean, I just wonder. Minnesota never did, right? Now, I will say the Wiggins that the Warriors have gotten is marginally better than the Wiggins that Minnesota got. And maybe not just marginally, actually. I mean, he's played better. He's been a better player for the Warriors than he was for the Wolves. You know, I think that's reasonably to be expected. He's only now 26 years old, you know, so he came here at, what, 24 still probably? Or just after his 25th birthday, one of the two? He'll be 27 in February. I don't remember exactly when he was traded. Anyway, the point is, I think a guy, you know, at age 25-ish, in his, what, seventh year when he came here, middle of his sixth year. It's to be expected that he would get a little better. Of course it is. I don't think he's much better. I think he's more locked in defensively, which makes him a much better defender because he always had the physical tools. So that helps a lot. And he's been mostly a better three-point shooter. Although, you know, he ended up, what, at 38% last year, down from where he was much of the year. And he's only at 33 so far this year. But that'll go up after tonight. Those stats are a couple days old. I mean, he's marginally better. He's a marginally better player. Passes less, actually, especially since Steph has been back. But you're stuck with a lot of the same, how do I put this? The complaints, some of which are valid, about Andrew Wiggins are of the same tenor. And so I just wonder, as Warrior fans, are you at peace with what Andrew Wiggins is? Which, like, you get these occasional nights against Minnesota, but for the most part, he's just a peripheral piece that, you know, he's a good defender and occasionally he can score and you got to live with that. Or do you still kind of want more? Are you frustrated by what Wiggins is? Are you frustrated that you don't get more nights from Wiggins like you got tonight? 888-957-9570. And while the rest of you line up, I'll go to one of my favorites. It's Robin in San Francisco. What's up, Robin?
Hi, Kofi. How are you? No, you know, I would like more out of Wiggins. I was thinking previously how he seems to, like, you know, like, don't be on the floor, but he's on the floor, and you go, oh, Wiggins is on the floor. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, look, he
just
he is
seems
out
to
there.
Be kind of, like, missing in action, kind of. So tonight, I do think there is something to wanting to show or prove to the other team. I just think it's human nature. There might be some things that you and I, we may never know. So I would like to see more to answer your question. I definitely would like to see him. We need this Wiggins to play against Chicago and the Miami Heat. You know, he needs to show up like that against those type of teams. Who I think is really soft, though, Kowski, this is kind of off topic. I think that Carl Townsend is kind of overhyped and kind of soft. Anthony Edwards, he's great. What's his name? He's great.
Anthony Edwards.
Talented.
Yep.
But tell me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I think he's a little one-dimensional. Peace out, Kowski.
Yeah. You're not wrong about anything you said, Robin. And I, you know, my tone is just, I just feel terrible for Karl Anthony Towns. He's a young man who's been, I mean, look, he probably has never quite played up to his potential, and that's frustrating as a fan or a media person that covers the NBA. But as a human being, Karl Anthony Towns has been through so much over the last couple of years, just heartbreaking stuff, you know. Lost his mom and multiple other family members to COVID, got sick himself. He's just had a terrible time of it. And he looks like he's going through the motions out there. He just doesn't look like he wants to be on the basketball floor. And it just makes me sad because he is, talent-wise, he is a larger Anthony Davis, which is pretty spectacular. You know, the execution of that has never really come through, at least in the NBA. But in terms of talent, you know, he's a supercharged Anthony Davis. He really is. He's a phenomenal athlete. He can handle. He's fluid. He can shoot better than Davis. Frankly, his post moves are better than Davis's. He's never been the defender Davis is in the NBA, but in college he was a great defender, and he certainly has the size and athleticism to be a paint protector if that was something he was passionate about. It's just he it's never come together. And look, far be it from me to call a 7-foot man soft, but Robin said it, and I don't disagree. I do not disagree. And it's disappointing. It's disappointing and sad and unfortunate and yeah. Now, the plus side is Robin's also right about Anthony Davis. I'm sorry, not Davis, Edwards. Anthony Edwards. Oh, my goodness. Tonight was a great night to get a taste of why that kid was the number one overall pick. And look, you also see some of the reasons people doubted him. He's a bit of a whirl. He's a bit of a Tasmanian devil at times out there. Gets a little lost on defense, not always paying the most attention, but gosh, is he exciting, and boy, when he gets hot, it's dangerous. I mean, D'Lo hit a little streak, but they were, the Wolves were sort of hanging around in that game largely because of the tremendous performance of Anthony Edwards, 42 minutes tonight. Shot 16 of 27 from the field, 7 of 13 from 3, 48 points. And you know, look, we raved about the 10 assists with Steph's 50, and Anthony Edwards, as a second-year player, you know, 19, 20 years old, had 5 boards, 5 assists as well, 2 steals. I mean, he's just an athletic superstar. He is all over the place. He is a... like a classic supercharged athlete 2-guard. And boy, can he score when he gets it going. I mean, you absolutely see why he was the number one pick. And long run, I mean, you know, hopefully Wiseman can, in the long run, catch up to those other two. But in the long run, you know, the two of the top three from last year's draft that we have seen in Edwards and LaMelo both have a chance to be seriously, seriously special players. I mean, you know, look, that, don't misunderstand me. We're a long way away, but like there is Hall of Fame level potential in both of those guys. 510 texter says Edwards is like Dominique Wilkins 2.0. That's not a bad comp. That's not terrible. The athleticism is similar. He just feels so powerful and explosive and, I mean, more athletic than everyone. But again, I'm curious, on a night like this for Andrew Wiggins, undeniably a spectacular Andrew Wiggins night, does it make you feel good? Hey, it's a good Wiggins night. Feels good. Or does it make you go, well, why don't we get more of that? 888-957-9570 is our phone number. Because, I mean, I look, you figure... I mean, maybe not tonight, but you figure in general, it's not like you need everyone's best effort to beat the T-Wolves. And, you know, I think even in the moments when the T-Wolves challenged tonight, it was clear that they couldn't really hang. Like, the Warriors just sort of had to bear down again and exert themselves, and they took care of business with very little problem. And I'm not saying Wiggins wasn't a huge part of that. He was the biggest part of that. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're going to get an attacking, dominant, enthused Andrew Wiggins, I think you'd choose a game against, like, the Suns or the Jazz, even the Lakers or Clippers, rather than the Wolves. So, you know, there's part of me, and I imagine there's part of a lot of Warrior fans, that a night like tonight, when you should be just excited about the Wiggins performance, there's a part of you going, okay, but why don't you do that more and when it matters more? And again, like, it's not about the shooting percentage, which was ridiculous tonight. I mean, this was just a good night, top to bottom, 14 and 19. Come on. 35 points on 19 shots. I don't know if Andrew Wiggins has ever done that in his career. But if he had gone 10 of 19 for 25 points doing the exact same thing, I think I'd be talking about the performance the same way. Because fundamentally, what you miss from Andrew Wiggins is aggression. And especially when he has a night like this, just because, look, the fact that he even has the capability, the fact that at any level, you know, at any level with any possibility of having this kind of performance, you don't do the things that might lead to this kind of performance more often. Those two dunks on Cat, I mean, one off the dribble, one off a tip dunk. I don't know if we'll see two dunks like that, that athletic, the rest of the year from Andrew Wiggins, but he has it in him. And you just wonder why don't we look, Gary Payton II comes in the game for 10 to 15 minutes and attempts three crazy dunks minimum, right? And Andrew Wiggins might not attempt another three dunks as crazy as the two he finished tonight for the rest of the year, it feels like. But here's the other side of it. 415 Texter. Wiggins is perfect for the Dubs. They already have two offensive alpha dogs. The real question will be in 2023, is Wiggins a 20 mil a year player or 30 mil? I'll enjoy him while we have him. Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, it's a little early to worry about that. You certainly hope that the young players will have gotten to a point where maybe you're ready to move on from Andrew Wiggins at that point. But part of me agrees with that, too. I'm split on this. They do already have two offensive alpha dogs, especially if you're counting Clay when he gets back. But even with Draymond, to a degree, I mean, he's not a scoring dog, but he's a ball in the hands alpha dog. Jordan Poole wants shots. Like, you don't necessarily need a guy who's demanding shots in Wiggins' spot. So he fits there. He's playing defense, so he fits there. I mean, it's not bad. There are ways he doesn't fit, though, that bother me, but the texter is right. He's fine. He works fine here. Works just fine. The problem is, like, especially while Clay's out, if he could work great the way he did tonight a little more, it really feels like it could make a difference. 925 texter says Edwards reminds them of Dwayne Wade. I don't think so. I mean, I guess a two guard, but Edwards is, Wade never had the bounce that Anthony Edwards has, never had the explosiveness, the quickness. Wade was always clever and a surprising athlete. I mean, at 6'5", he had long arms and he could get up and he would dunk on people. But, I mean, Edwards is a different kind of special athlete, I think. Similar height. Edwards is bigger. Kalena was talking about that tonight. He looks like he put on weight even from last year, but he's a big, strong kid. I mean, he is fun. He is fun. 888-957-9570 if you want to talk about your Dubs after a nice win. Six in a row now, beating the Timberwolves tonight. Ends up being by double digits, although they did make it a little interesting in the fourth quarter. Let's go to those phone lines. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Ronan in Mill Valley. What is happening, Ronan?
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me all right?
I hear you great. What's up?
Can you hear me? Yeah. I went to the game tonight, and I just want to say that Wiggins, he had a great game, and I was wondering if there was any injury to Draymond Green.
Oh, I have an update for you on Draymond Green. We'll get to that. But can I ask you, Ronan, how loud was it after those Andrew Wiggins dunks? Like, did it feel like the whole building was shaking? Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I saw all the players who were on the sidelines run under the court. And I was like, at that moment I knew, I was like, that was the game shot.
Yeah, that was awesome. Ronan, do you go to a lot of Warrior games?
This is my third of
those. Wow, that's super cool. Listen, Ronan, will you promise me to call me again after the next time you go to a Warrior game?
Yes, I definitely will.
Awesome. Thank you, Ronan. I appreciate that. And I have your Draymond injury update. Before we take a quick break, let's hear from Steve Kerr. What's up with Draymond, man?
Yeah, he got a quad contusion that was pretty nasty. So he's got some ice on him now. And just for now, just call him questionable for Friday.
The video kind of looked like it was outside of his knee and looked like he was grabbing his knee. Had any type of knee injuries for sure been ruled out?
I haven't talked to our training staff. When he came off the floor, he said it was a bad thigh, like, you know, muscle bruise. Like he just got kneed in the thigh, but it was close to the knee. But I have no reason to believe it's anything to do with the joint contusion from what I understand.
Well, that is a little bit annoying, but mostly really good news. Mostly really, really good news. It looked like it might be a knee thing. If it's just a thigh contusion, that basically sounds like a Charlie horse to me, then I think you dodged a bullet. And if Draymond misses a game or two, look, it'll hurt you Friday against the Bulls if Draymond is out, but you can survive. You can survive. You will survive. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I think it's time for a break. That seems to add up if my math is correct. But before we do, I need to tell you, we got to do a Steph Curry three-point update. It is brought to you by Masterclass. And Steph Curry, after tonight's game, has made 55 threes this season. The dude is unlike any other. He hit one step-back three. It was around one of the many big guys. Was it Towns or Naz Reid, maybe? That I don't even understand how he got it off. As usual, a masterful performance from Stephen Curry, even though Andrew Wiggins is going to get most of the attention. And that reminds me that Masterclass lets you learn from over 100 world-class instructors anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Get 15% off your annual membership at masterclass.com/the game. This is Warriors Wrap-Up after the Warriors took care of the Minnesota Timberwolves 123-110 at Chase Center tonight behind a 35-point night from Andrew Wiggins. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You want to weigh in, 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you just happy for a good night from Andrew Wiggins, or do nights like tonight make you want nights like tonight more often and kind of frustrate you a little bit? Let us know at 888-957-9570. Calls and texts, and we will hear the rest of Steve Kerr's press conference coming up right after this commercial break on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Vanderbilt throws it outside, knocked away by Curry as he read the passing lane, lobbed to Payton, who dunked it with a left hand. Little elevation sensation for Gary Payton the second, and a timeout for the Timberwolves. That's the 1,300th steal by Stephen Curry as a Warrior. He joins select company. Only he and Chris Mullin have done that for the Warriors franchise.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. It is Warriors Wrap Up. I am Matt Kolsky here with you for another 20 minutes or so on 95.7 The Game. And a great game from Andrew Wiggins tonight. Was that passing Chris Mullin for all-time assists for Steph? Warriors assists? Steals, sorry. Not assists. We might have already passed Mullin for assists. I don't know how high Mullin's assist count was. Anyway. Just the one steal. 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 25 points for Steph tonight. He was very good. Normal, really good Steph. But it was Andrew Wiggins that was spectacular. 14-19, 35 points in 32 minutes on 19 shots. Had 4 boards, 2 steals. Just an all-around pretty great night. And part of me said, look, I generally have been an Andrew Wiggins defender. I think people were too hard on him in Minnesota, and I think he deserves credit for what he does do. At the same time, how can you not watch a game like tonight and say, good Lord, man, why won't you go to the basket more often? I mean, it's just that simple. Like I said, when he was out of the game tonight, the Warriors went through a stretch, and he may have been in for part of it, actually, where the whole team was settling for jumpers. And it was the stretch where the T-Wolves got back in it. D'Angelo Russell started going off, and Anthony Edwards was spectacular all night. And it's because the Warriors settled. I mean, the T-Wolves are bad. If the Warriors play their game, they kill the T-Wolves every time. They basically blew him out twice tonight. They blew him out, got lazy, let him back in, and blew him out again. But it's less the 35 points. It's less the ridiculous, you know, better than 75% shooting or nearly 75% shooting. It's the fact that he came out looking to get his all night and not in a jab-step, fadeaway jumper type of way. In a jab step, attack the rim kind of way. And when Andrew Wiggins does that, he is a formidable basketball player. A player who might even be worth the maximum contract. And so it makes you wonder, Why doesn't he want to be more formidable more of the time? By the way, the other guy who deserves some credit tonight is Kevon Looney. First of all, 29 minutes. Like, Kevon Looney's still in an ice bath right now. He's 25 years old with the body of a 60-year-old, and that thing is not used to 29 minutes, but he had to. With the size of the T-Wolves, with Draymond going out, they needed extra from Kevon tonight, and he had 11 points and 17 boards. And 12 of them were offensive rebounds. Let me say that again. 12 of them were offensive. Kevon Looney had 12 offensive rebounds tonight.
That's a good number.
Yeah. No kidding. That's spectacular. And look, a couple of those were his own bad misses because he can't jump. But nevertheless, you don't 12 off. They're not all cheap when you have 12 offensive rebounds. And maybe more importantly than any of that, I mean, Robin talked earlier about sometimes Andrew Wiggins is invisible on the floor. Karl-Anthony Towns played 38 minutes tonight, and you wouldn't have known it if they didn't have names on the jerseys. I mean, he was absent from this game in terms of impact. He had a double-double. I mean, he, you know, arguably, statistically, was just as good as Looney, 17 and 12. Sort of the reverse Looney, if you will. But just never got anything going, never looked comfortable offensively. It was a great defensive performance against Karl-Anthony Towns. Maybe not so much against Anthony Edwards, but Looney was awesome tonight. Looney was really great. Texter from the 415 says Wiggins is Harrison Barnes. He's not, though, is the thing. Harrison Barnes had a lower ceiling when he was a Warrior, but he was more consistent. Like, he would have bad shooting night, but he was basically the same guy most of the time, and he never had that sort of, you know, I guess he'd have a crazy dunk every now and then. It's just different somehow. I don't know exactly how to describe the difference, but it just feels different to me. 610 says, earlier when I talked about, you know, making him mad before the game, isn't that basically what people would do to Jordan? It'd be like a self-fulfilling Maple Jordan prophecy if they did that for Wiggins. It's a good line from the texter. Solid. 510, nice to see Wiggins contribute the way he did, but his competitiveness tonight is needed against other teams like Brooklyn. Yeah, that's the thing. Those are the two sides of it. Great night. Where is it when we need it? 925, I'd argue Harrison Barnes is a better player right now than Wiggins. He is, yeah, no doubt. Barnes is having a tremendous year. But Barnes was not this good when he was a Warrior. Neither as good as he is now, nor capable of doing what Wiggins did tonight. Not the way. I mean, Wiggins just... the way he attacked tonight was just vicious. Barnes just isn't, I don't know. They are similar in some ways. But right now, Barnes is better. Better shooter, more consistent. And they're asking a lot of him in Sacramento. I want to get to some of what Steve Kerr had to say after the game tonight. Obviously, a pretty important guy. But before that, let's get out to the phone lines. It is West Oakland Sam in Mill Valley. Is that right? Am I getting that right? You're West Oakland Sam, but you're in Mill Valley?
No, that is that is completely wrong. I am West Oakland Sam in West Oakland. But
interesting.
Nice to meet you, Matt Kolsky, man. I've been waiting to meet you, man, and talk to you.
Nice to have you, West Oakland Sam.
Warriors.
I can't imagine how the call screener got you confused with Mill Valley, but go ahead.
I don't know how West Oakland Sam became Mill Valley Sam, but whatever, I'll take it. But what I want to say is GP2, I just want to acknowledge GP2 before I start off this convo, because GP2 has the best teacher, because he reminds me the most of Iguodala. and he has the best teacher for exactly the role that Iguodala plays.
And you can see, right, Sam? You can see on the court that, they clearly have like a they got a thing. They have chemistry.
Yeah, it was. It's so easy to see who he is on the team, and if he could just learn, if he could just develop the IQ that Iguodala has as he grows, that is the baby Iguodala right there, you know. And like just the way he swipes the ball, the way he does it, it just reminds me of Iguodala. I just love everybody has a specific role on this team. It's just beautiful to see that we don't have Clay on this team yet, and just you know, just we're waiting on two players. We're waiting on Clay. We're waiting on Wiseman. Now I don't know what type of role Wiseman is going to play or where he fits in, but if Wiseman could just be the big man for a couple of minutes, you know, to just play that role. Damian Lee coming in with the second team. Jordan Poole coming in with the second team. I mean, the options are limitless. I mean, like I feel like I'm taking that limitless pill when I'm watching the Warriors team because the options are limitless. You know what I mean? And it's just like, what more could you ask for in terms of? And I'm literally like I'm in a group chat with my friends and they're questioning. Oh, it's not enough games. It's not enough games. I know what Warriors basketball was in 2015 when it looked like this.
That's right.
So I understand it's only 11 games, but I know what Warriors basketball looks like when it's as fluid as it is compared to 2015, and it looks exactly like that. I know it's and so I'm
no doubt.
So I'm asking my group chat, how many games do you guys need to see? You want 25?
Well, listen,
games?
Sam. Here's the thing, right? I mean, your group chat's right. It's not that many games. It's 11 now. And look, like 9 of the 11 teams are pretty bad that you've played. But we do know. We know what it looks like. And so I'm not saying that this team without Wiseman, without Clay, is like championship ready. Or that when they have a tougher schedule, they won't have a tougher time winning. But they're 10-1, for God's sakes. They're not like 7-4, and we're super excited. They're 10-1. And in a tougher 11-game stretch, they may well go 7-4, and that's okay. I'm not telling you they are far and away the best team in basketball. What I'm telling you is they're really good. They're not yet whole. And it looks like the best of Warriors basketball. Not for 48 minutes every night. But when this team gets rolling and it starts to look like that strength in numbers ball, it's kind of undeniable. Sam is right. It's kind of an undeniable thing. And again, it doesn't mean they're going to win the title, but it does kind of, you know what it means? It means things are good again. It means like we can have nice things again. Things are good again in Warrior World. That's what's happening. No one's guaranteed a title. There's the days of, you know, prohibitive favorites to win are over with for everyone. There is no prohibitive favorite. But the Warriors are showing you they're ready to jump back into the mix. Where exactly they end up when it shakes out, we'll see. But they are right in the mix right now. There's no question about it. Even if it's a soft schedule, even if it's home heavy, they're in it. They're part of this title picture. And that's super exciting. Let's go to Mike in San Rafael. What's up, Mike?
Hello there. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been to a lot of the home games and so far this year, and really enjoying to see how well they've been improving in each game. I think as of late, the turnovers being less has been a big, big factor. That what's allowed them to or allowed some of the lesser teams to stay close to them in the early few games was just the massive amount of turnovers they had. I'm really glad to see the improvement. And as far as Wiggins, you know, I think his personality and his style is more introverted. I think we should not confuse kind of that quiet effectiveness with how efficient he really is overall. And I'm happy for him. I like his consistency, and I would just take 15 to 20 points from him every night consistently. I think we should remember last year we had the flashy guy in Kelly Oubre who had hot nights and cold nights, and he's a lot of flash, and he didn't jump to the hoop as much as we would have liked. So I think Wiggins has a different way to get to the hoop. He's got those long arms, and he's kind of scrawny in NBA terms, but he kind of wiggles his way to the hoop in a very effective way. And not, I think that's what we need from him is his consistency. And so I'm not looking for this kind of performance every night. We'd all love to have him 30 points tonight, but I don't think that's what we need. I think we need him to be a great fit with the team and get his consistent performance, and that will be what he contributes to the team. I don't know.
Look.
Makes a lot of money.
Mike, you're right. What you're saying is true, but there's a middle ground here, right? I mean, he's not going to be a 30 – never mind 35. He's not going to be a 25-point-a-night guy in all likelihood, but it's sort of a question of how he does it when he does. And I think that what's frustrating is not that he doesn't score 30 a night. What's frustrating is that he doesn't seem to take an aggressive approach every night. And an aggressive approach seems to be so effective for him because of the skills and tools that he does have that it's confusing and occasionally frustrating that he doesn't choose that approach more often. That's all. Before we get out of here, I do want to hear from Steve Kerr just a little bit. And since we're talking Wiggins, that was obviously a big issue. Great night from Wiggins. What it looked like from the coach's seat?
Andrew was just fantastic. The aggression from the beginning of the game. Loved his energy. Obviously, he was pretty excited to play against his old team. And we needed everything he brought us tonight. The scoring, running the floor, getting to the foul line, knocking down threes. I thought he was tremendous.
Tremendous. That's what he was. And you know, here's what's interesting, and I haven't heard this sound yet, but based on the description of it, I feel like this is kind of Kerr addressing the question I asked. Like, is this something you'd like to see from Andrew more often?
Andrew's been in this league for 8-9 years. He's obviously got it in him, and I talk with all of our guys all the time, just checking in, and we're constantly trying to make sure everybody is feeling comfortable and confident in their roles. And like I said, I don't think I did a great job over the first few weeks of getting him in a comfortable spot. So hopefully this is the start of a really good stretch for him.
Yeah. That's diplomatic. But that's clearly a coach who does want a more aggressive approach on a more consistent basis from Andrew Wiggins. I don't think there's any question about it. Let's go to Bobby in San Francisco with some thoughts on this. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Matt? Just wanted to call in. I completely agree with you in terms of Wiggins, but I think he's most effective when you make those quick decisions. Not the jab,
yep,
face you up, one dribble pull up. But when he cuts to the basket, makes decisive decisions. Secondly, I live real close to the Chase Center. And I love how just like, I feel like we're back. Like the fans are excited. I've been to a couple games. Some people say that, we're a wine and cheese crowd, but has anyone taken into account that we're all wearing masks in there? Our voices are muted,
right,
and still,
yeah,
going wild. So,
yeah.
I love it. I mean, I got a big bet with my brother-in-law that I say we're going to win at least one more championship. We got an 18-year bottle of whiskey on the line. So,
ooh. Those are high stakes, Bobby. You're a big gambler there, my friend. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey. Appreciate it.
I think you're in decent shape, as decent shape as you can ever be betting on people to win titles. Like, there's a 3-year window, 4-year window, maybe, depending on some of the young guys. That's time where you're in the mix and you could win another title. I like your odds. They're not spectacular, but got to risk something to win something. But yeah, it's again, it's not the scoring from Wiggins, it's the aggression. And you just want to see him show up like a guy who's desperate to win. He looked tonight like a guy who wanted to attack the rim until it gave him a W. And look, Steph Curry even talked about this is something they are talking about openly, which leads me to believe that the Warriors believe he can do stuff like this more often. And here's Curry just talking about what Wiggins can do for them.
It's huge because obviously he's capable of doing that. He's got all the physical presence and skill set to impact the game like that on the offensive end. Obviously, on the defensive end, he does it. But obviously, an efficient night. I know he saw some familiar faces on the other side, so got him going a little bit. And you obviously don't expect a damn near perfect night like that every night. But the intentions and the energy and just the aggressiveness from start to finish, you would love to see that. It gives us a whole nother look, especially if I can create space, JP can create space, he can get the right matchups and go to work. We're obviously tough to beat in that situation.
And you do wonder when Klay gets back and just naturally there's a little more space out there, does he start attacking a little bit more? Because here's Steph again saying, like, we kind of need Wiggins to be more aggressive.
That's up to him. The player he wants to be every single night. He's in this league for a reason. He's on this team for a reason. So whatever he needs to find to get that motivation, we're going to have his back. We're going to encourage him every single part of the way, knowing how much of an influence and impact he can have. But whatever he wakes up in the morning and wants to, lock in on and show that, everything that happens out there on that floor matters, he can do that.
I mean, again, pretty diplomatic, but Steve Kerr and Steph Curry are both very clearly saying, I want to see aggressive Wiggins more. Like, I feel like the question I've been asking callers, does a night like tonight make you want more? Both Steph Curry and Steve Kerr are answering yes to that question, right? I mean, that's what those sound bites are. That's really interesting stuff. After his best night, maybe as a Warrior, certainly his best night of the season. And both his head coach and the superstar on his team are saying, yeah, we'd love more of that. Instead of amazing game. And they both said amazing game as well. He's awesome. What a great night. But they both also said, yeah, we feel like there's more of that inside him than he shows. And that's the conundrum of Andrew Wiggins. Even this version, even the Warriors version of Andrew Wiggins, who's a pretty helpful player. There's that, especially if you take the whole contract thing out of it, which, it doesn't matter that much to the Warriors, quite frankly, unless you're worried about Joe Lacob's pocket money. He's been pretty good. He's been helpful. There's not a lot to get upset about for Andrew Wiggins' time in a Warrior uniform. And yet, there's the frustration that you feel like there could have been more excitement and successes. There could have been a higher level over the course of his time. It just feels that way. And nights like tonight reinforce that on a certain level. Quickly, before we get out of here, first of all, I have to tell you, big event this Saturday at Chase Center. College basketball coming to Chase Center Saturday, and you can get your tickets right now at chasecenter.com. USF, baby, the women tip off first. USF taking on Cal at 2:30, and then men's basketball with USF taking on Steph's alma mater, Davidson. That one tips at 5:30, 2:30 and 5:30. USF basketball at Chase Center on Saturday, a college basketball doubleheader. Get your tickets at chasecenter.com. All right, now, before we get out of here, I quickly want to just revisit one thing from Steve Kerr, because actually, in a lot of ways, this is the most important thing coming out of tonight. I think we all expected a win over the Timberwolves, and you got it. You do not expect, and certainly you hope never to see, an injury to Draymond Green. It looks like he might have banged knees and then left the game and did not return. So everyone naturally was concerned. Steve Kerr, is Draymond okay?
Yeah, he got a quad contusion that was pretty nasty. So he's got some ice on him now. And just for now, just call him questionable for Friday.
The video kind of looked like it was outside of his knee and looked like he was grabbing his knee. Had any type of knee injuries for sure been ruled out?
I haven't talked to our training staff. When he came off the floor, he said it was a bad thigh, like, you know, muscle bruise. Like he just got kneed in the thigh, but it was close to the knee. But I have no reason to believe it's anything to do with the joint contusion from what I understand.
So generally good news. Sounds like Draymond could miss a game or two. And that would be a bummer, of course, but the important thing is that it's not a serious injury, and the knee does not seem to be involved whatsoever, which is good. I was worried about that because obviously something serious happening to Draymond would mean something very serious happening to the Warriors' season, and none of us want that. Season's still on track. 10-1, folks, and arguably their biggest challenge of the young season coming up on Friday when they will host the Chicago Bulls. I will not be with you on postgame for that. I'll be on the morning show on Friday is the next time you'll hear from me. But the evening show rolls on tomorrow night. I guess it's still Kolsky and company, but it will be, I believe we have Shamari Block and Dan Devone. Is that correct on the mics?
Yes.
Thank you, Guru. I appreciate you helping out with that. So those guys will be with you tomorrow night and probably, I'm guessing, Friday night after the basketball game as well. I'll be hanging out with Bonte as Joe just takes time off these days. Just a man of leisure, a man about town, does whatever he wants. Yeah, exactly. Could just take a time off. Must be nice.
I don't ever want to see
him again! Whoa, calm down, buddy. That's why he has to take time off. You see, gets his blood pressure all high, and then he needs a day.
What are you holding it back for?
In any event, Warriors win 123-110 the final, hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves at Chase. It was Andrew Wiggins leading the way, 35 points on 14 of 19 shooting. His best night of the season, and the Warriors, 10-1, have the best record in the NBA as they get set to host the Bulls on Friday. That is it. Good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.